Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee, here with the new head boys soccer coach here at Pell High School, Will Foskett. Will, nice to finally meet you. We've maybe bumped paths in different lives, all the above over the last couple of years. But welcome. Congratulations on the new role. What does it mean to be the head coach of this program and to be a couple of practices in now?
Thank you. Appreciate that. I mean, it's a great responsibility to be the head coach of this program. Really excited to get started. I think the Pella Boys program has a great history of being successful on the field. And I'm just really excited to get started and get, you know, moving that forward, and keeping that going. So two practices in, we're kind of fresh now evaluating players. But it's really nice to get everyone on the field and watching them play.
And for those who don't know, you've got quite the background in soccer. In fact, you were an assistant for many years at Central and have done a lot with youth soccer here. So how fun is that to kind of connect some of those dots, whether it's, you know, kids that you met at the Central camp over the years or those that you worked with? What's it like to see them and be able to coach them here in high school and now be their leader?
Yeah, so I have, you know, some good experience at Central and playing at that level or coaching at that level. And I think when I moved away from coaching at Central, it was a goal of mine to be able to coach at Pella. Really, really excited to do that. One thing that's, I think, is kind of fun, I used to work at Madison Elementary, and I stopped working there in 2016. At that time, the current seniors were third graders there, and the freshmen were kindergartners. So there's a number of the boys that I knew back when they were in elementary school. You know, Tyson Barnes was a little smaller than he is now. He's grown a little bit. And then I have had the opportunity to coach either in camps or maybe some teams, some of those boys in through the Rush program. And so now coming and coaching them in high school, it's fun to see how they've grown, matured, and are now playing high school ball.
Well, new coach and really a new team. Not a whole lot that returned. It was a big senior class a year ago. There are some key players who had quite a bit of minutes on the pitch last year. Let our listeners know how that transition's gone too, that obviously you're a new coach and there's a lot of new faces to varsity at least.
Yeah, so I think graduated 12 seniors, and you know, most of our kind of players that were, you know, top point getters through that season. And so it's not like it's a completely clean, you know, kind of clean slate and completely new players. We have, we're returning, I think, four varsity players. We also have a number of players who've got great experience at the JV level. And I think they're itching to show what they can do now at the varsity level. It's going to be a great chance. I think one of the things for this season is learning and growing together as a team.
Well, and I know when I usually talk to new coaches, they talk a lot about especially returning seniors or players that have had that experience. You already mentioned one of them in Tyson, and I know there's a few others. How have they handled some of that transition role too, right? Because they had obviously a different coach and a different system over the years, but at the same time, they are also trying to be leaders for some of those younger players. How have you leaned on that group to kind of help guide you, especially through some of these early practices?
Yeah, we had an initial meeting in the fall, and one of the things that the seniors, I chatted with them after our meeting, and they all seemed very excited to lead and to get that chance. They obviously seen how things have gone in the past. They're excited to you know, do things, you know, learn things that they do, things they've learned from the previous classes, and then also maybe do some different things as well. Yeah, as you said, you know, coming into the high school soccer and maybe trying to learn the ropes a little bit from the team, they've offered up help, either if it's, you know, let me know the background of a certain player, positions they played in the past, you know, where equipment goes, things like that that I'm trying to get my head around. So as I think you should lean on your seniors, be it if I was here my 20th year or being my first. So they're going to be invaluable to how this season goes. I'm excited to work with them all.
We're here with Will Foskett. He's the new head coach of the Pella Boys soccer team. The season starts next week in terms of competition. And as we mentioned, you know, with a new team and a new coach, there may be some growing pains, but also some new opportunities. How exciting has that been for you to be around, especially some players who maybe were on the JV because of that large senior class or the incoming freshmen? And what's it like to kind of watch them kind of take all of this in, knowing that a lot of them may be playing some pretty significant roles in minutes? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think obviously we're going to have some maybe growing pains, and we're going to have a lot to learn. Ultimately, we want to win, still want to win soccer games. That's what we're here to do. It will be a process this year as they're getting used to, some getting used to me. Obviously, there's some new guys who I'm the first high school coach that they know, and we're going to kind of try and hit the ground running. You know, from the first game, it is exciting for some of those players who may have spent their time on the JV and know that they're going to get this chance now, and they're eager to get going. You know, they're all listening, they're all taking in any information that I can give them, and that's only going to build as we go throughout the season.
Well, the one thing that Pella soccer doesn't usually shy away from is some tough competition in the schedule. Whether it's through the conference or non-conference, we'll have some heavy hitters, a lot of state qualifiers or those that were sub-state teams a year ago. Both, I think most coaches think, especially at Pella High School, it's a good thing. How do you see that schedule, knowing that you are going to see some of that elite talent, and how excited / you know, maybe tiny bit daunting is it to know that this young team will have some really tough teams to learn against pretty quickly?
So I think the way we're going to set the team up, you know, firstly, mentality wise, we're not going to overlook anybody. There's any team can be any team. I feel there's been times where, you know, there's been so-called upsets in the past when Pella have played teams that we maybe should beat and we maybe haven't. We're not going to overlook anybody. The team though is going to try and set it up to ultimately compete against those bigger teams. You know, we have the teams like Norwalk and DCG. DCG winning state last year, Norwalk making the semifinals. Those are going to be tough games, but I think we're going to start with the mentality, and that's going to hold us in good stead. With high school soccer, obviously there's a huge element of skill, but I think the mentality is one of the biggest things, and we're going to work on that week in, week out to make sure when we go up against those big teams, those tough teams, in tough games, that we can come out and know that we've done our best.
Well, and I think you kind of already alluded to it several times that the expectations for the program overall are high, right? There's a state championship within the last 10 years, several state appearances, a lot of guys who are playing college soccer still now that came from these teams. But at the same time, this is a different group, right? These are different students with different expectations. How do you manage both worlds, knowing these kids want to be like the teams of the past, but also that they're about to go on their own journey, right? And that they're their own people. How do you kind of balance that as a coach, knowing that this is new to you too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think one of the most important things is constant communication with the players. We're going to talk through what our goals are individually as a team, game by game, throughout the season, as well as we, as we grow. So I think it's great to have high expectations. Okay, if you have high expectations, you're going to be shooting for the best every game. If we go into games that are playing, you know, really strong teams that, you know, we know they're going to be tough, but we're going to go and try and win every single game. That's our goal. You know, there are going to be times where maybe we fall short of that goal. Yes. But that's where we're going to regroup. We're going to evaluate, you know, what we did right, what we did wrong, what we can do better. And then we'll go again.
Well, it should be a whole lot of fun. That's Will Foskett. He's the new Pella head soccer coach. They start the week next week. They start the season next week. That's the thing I wanted to say. Coach, appreciate your time. Look forward to hearing from you over the next couple of weeks, getting some of your athletes on and getting to see some games on the pitch in person. And all the best to you this spring.
Yep. Thank you. I appreciate that. Excited to get going.